Hey there, you're back to the Darius Farou Show. Today I want to talk to you about setting big goals. And particularly if you have set some big goals for yourself and found it frustrating if you did not accomplish them, or when you experienced some setbacks and thought to yourself, maybe I should give up on my goal, or maybe I should do something else, or when you just simply get overwhelmed, right? Because there's this very weird thing about life, because when we don't have goals, we often get overwhelmed because we don't have a clear aim in life. We don't know exactly what we are working towards, and then we become aimless, and that is not a good feeling. And then on the other hand, when we set a lot of goals, we also get overwhelmed because there are too many things that we're working on, and then we get overworked, or we just simply give up because it's just too much and we don't think we can accomplish everything that we set out. So we just, think to ourselves, why should I even try? Because it's not going to work out anyway. So there are a lot of things happening when you set goals. So it's very difficult to pick a goal and work on it, because you have to set the right goal. And then also you need to have the right plan, because if you don't have both of those aspects, you will probably fail. And that is not a nice thing to say, but it's true. I've experienced this many times in my life where I was either aimless, or I had too many goals, or I didn't have the right goals. So eventually I ended up getting frustrated. And often you not only waste time and energy, but also you increase the likelihood of you getting into a state of mind where you stop trying, because a lot of people eventually get there. Because what happens when you set a goal and then you figure out it's not achievable or it's not going to work out? You get discouraged and then you'll try again. But after several tries, a lot of us just get permanently discouraged. And then we think to ourselves, well, if I stop trying, then I won't get disappointed anymore. So that's the thing that you really want to avoid. And you have to be really mindful of, because if you get in that state of mind, it's very difficult to get out of it. Maybe you can get stuck in there for years, maybe even longer, maybe even forever. You don't want that. So let me give you five steps or five elements of setting big goals and making sure that you achieve those. And I'll walk you through them quickly, and then I'll share my thoughts on how you can apply this stuff in daily life. So step one is always aim high, right? So it might sound a little contradictory, because earlier I said you also don't want to set too big of goals, because if you don't set a big goal, then it's not really worthwhile. But here's the thing. Most of us are being a little bit more realistic than we think. We say, oh, I want to make 100,000 a year. While that is somewhat of a high goal compared to the average, but it's not that high of a aim. Now, it would be kind of ridiculous to say, I'm going to make 10 million a year, okay? Because if you want to go from whatever you're making right now to 10 million, that's probably a big step, right? So I'm not talking about being out of reach. I'm also not talking about just being a little bit ambitious. No, be fully ambitious. It's okay to strive for being the best at what you do, and particularly look at the things that are within your control. So I gave the example of making money. But it's not a good aim, right? Money is not a good aim because it's something that you don't control. The better aim would be, if I want to make a lot of money, it probably means that I have to be the best at what I do, because otherwise I won't get those rewards. So what is something that I have the potential to become the best at? So you need to have some signs, some evidence that you are getting traction or some rewards for your skills at this time. If you don't have that, you need to figure out what your strengths are so you can focus on that, right? And particularly when it comes to career-related goals, I think it's best to aim high. And what I mean by that is aim for being the best. That's all I mean. Always aim for being the best at what you do. And never let the small-mindedness of other people contaminate you or bring you down. Okay? Other people might say you're stupid or crazy if you want to be the best. Let them think that, right? Because if you think that way, you'll never become the best. So you have to aim high. Aim to become the best. And then the second thing is to focus on one thing per area of your life. So you can divide your life into separate areas like work, health, hobbies, relationships, and then give one objective to each area. And then it's really important to decline all other pursuits. So for your work, you can only have one goal. And that's probably really hard because you might want to become a great designer, a coder, a writer, public speaker, a founder, everything at the same time. It's not going to work, right? Just pick something that you are really good in or good at and that you also have potential to become the best at in the world. And it's not weird to think that you can. You just need to have some evidence. If you're just starting out and you've never done something before, you know, writing is a perfect example. When I started writing, I did not tell myself I want to become the best. I said I want to write. I started writing and I want to figure out. I was in that stage of figuring out whether I'm good at this thing. So I wrote the book and then I started my blog and I started getting some feedback from readers. So the more feedback I got, the more evidence I had that I'm actually good at this. So I kept doing it and I kept focusing on it, kept improving it. So focus on one thing per area. For your health, what do you want to do? Do you want to lose weight, build muscle, improve your flexibility, improve your stamina? What is it? You probably can't do everything at the same time. You have to do one thing after the other. Same thing with hobbies. Some people want to ride motorcycles, run marathons, do kite surfing, climb mountains, whatever. We don't have time to do all of that stuff, right? So just pick something and enjoy it. Same thing with relationships. You want to rebuild your whole house or you want to travel together? Which one is it? Probably don't have money to do all of it. And also, you probably don't have time to do everything at the same time. So let's move on to the next one. Adapt yourself. So Charles Darwin famously said that it is not the strongest of species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the most responsive to change. So this is particularly true for career-related goals. You always have to adapt. Recently, we started to see AI in our lives, in our work. Everybody started adapting, right? And the companies that adapted best were rewarded most. The best example is Facebook. 2 years ago, they were all about the metaverse. And then they said, well, you know, scratch that. We're just going to cut costs and focus on AI. Boom. Their stock price doubled in the last year. Also, I had to adapt. I have a writing course. I recently did a launch. Before AI, it was all about, hey, you want to become a clear, credible, and persuasive writer. It was all about the outcome. I was teaching people how to write better content. And then I thought, well, if AI can do the writing for you, what should this course be about? So then I thought to myself, well, AI can't do the thinking for you. So this course is about thinking. So I changed the approach of the course and I recorded several new lessons for it as well and changed the landing page and the, you know, basically the sales messaging that I used because I had to adapt. And I did not only adapt the language, but also the product and the support that I'm giving to students. So it can't just be a gimmick, you know, if you have a business or if you do something. So you really need to truly adapt. Sometimes it means you need to learn different skills, and that's okay. So always be open to adapt. And if you adapt, you will make sure that you keep growing as the world changes. Next one, number four, get rid of your okay desires. There are a lot of things that we want to do, and a lot of those things are just like, okay, I like it. It's not that important to me. So in my work, I can give you a lot of examples like, you know, doing YouTube videos or doing interviews, public speaking, I don't know, like participating in online conferences or whatever. Like I get a bunch of requests to do certain things and all of them are, or most of them are, you know, quite nice and okay. But I think to myself, you know, like I could also be writing or now I could be recording a podcast where I'll be improving my speaking skills. because it's all practice. Every time I write, I see it as practice. I'm practicing to become better. And also, I get a lot of energy out of it. So that's the most important thing to me. And then the other stuff that's kind of okay. And also with hobbies, I, you know, use that same approach. Like, you know, we have this whole climbing facility in my town, and it always sounded quite nice to me. And I was like, yeah, that's just all it is. It sounds nice. I'm not going to do it. Maybe I'll do it one day, but, you know, why would I just waste my time and mental energy on something that I'm just going to do maybe once or twice? I really enjoy lifting weights and doing cardio, so, and particularly running and cycling outside. So I'm just going to do those things that I really enjoy. And I'll get rid of my okay desire. Step number 5, embrace crazy. So you might not cure cancer or invent the next Facebook and then also solve hunger and send rockets to space. But at the same time, you can aim for becoming a successful entrepreneur who also runs marathons, for example, right? You can do 2 great things, or more great things per area, right? Like, I'm just picking out kind of the work and health areas. But those are like big goals for each area. Like, oh, I want to start a successful business. I want to solve a problem. I want to help a lot of people. And I want to make a lot of money. And when it comes to my health, I want to run marathons. It's quite a high aim. And it's pretty cool. If you can do that, why not? A lot of people might think you're a little bit crazy, and that's fine. Just embrace it. You know, why not? You can do those things. So my final thoughts are these. Okay, so try to find the sweet spot of setting goals that challenge you but don't overwhelm you. So the other day I received an email from a reader who said that she tried setting 1 goal per area of her life and then dedicating 1 day of the week to the goal. And she said it was quite overwhelming. So after a while, she got stuck or, you know, kind of gave up. And I think that's very common, right? Because there are a lot of different ways that you can actually execute your goal. That's the final step that you need to figure out for yourself. That's something that no one else can do for you. Look, people can give you goal setting frameworks and tips and ideas and can encourage you, which is what I want to do, to aim high and to embrace a little craziness. But at the same time, no one can tell you how to execute your goals because it's a deeply personal matter. You need to figure that out for yourself. What's the best way for you to work on your goals? Is that spending 30 minutes or 1 hour a day on the goal, particularly if it's like endurance training, or writing, designing, learning a skill? Or is it maybe dedicating an entire day of the week to that particular thing? It's like a hobby, for example, or your relationships. So figure those things out. What do you want to do? Then aim to do it the best way that you can. Then really commit to it, and then figure out how you're going to do it. And just sit down, journal about it, think about it, talk about it. And then when you figure out a good plan, start executing. And then after a while, if you feel like you're not making progress, adjust. Don't try to do the same thing again or try to force things. Always adjust and keep adjusting until you figure out a good routine for yourself that helps you to make good progress. And that's all that it's about. A lot of people overcomplicate things. It's just about this whole process and then also adjusting. So you just keep adjusting until you figure things out. And then when you figure things out, you know. You don't have to worry about it right now. You will know when you have momentum and when things work, you'll start seeing some results. And when you see that, just keep going, right? And then once you start, you'll keep going. Like I got on this whole momentum thing in 2015 and I never stopped. And that's the whole thing, right? Once you have that momentum, you don't want to give it up. So keep striving, keep moving forward. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this useful. And until the next episode, like always, take care.